Who wants to be a millionaire? Have flashy flunkies everywhere.
Flashy flunkies?
Who wants the bother of a country estate?
A country estate.
Who wants to wallow in champagne?
And we are wallowing in champagne, which actually, you know what? I think it's kind of a sticky idea. I don't know if I want to really. Although, I don't know. Maybe all those bubbles would feel kind of relaxing, you know? In a bathtub full of champagne.
Try it.
Be expensive. Oh, well. Anyway, we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And, of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I've been in the financial services business now for 28 years and CFP, a certified financial planner, for the last 18 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. All of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas, strategies, everything that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And you know what? Recently, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors in the United States, and actually for the fifth year in a row. And so without our clients, we would not be anywhere. So all you clients listening right now, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for the trust and confidence that you've placed in us. We really value it, and we will endeavor to always, always earn it from you every single day. We do not take it for granted. Now, one of the things that we hope to do is to help you to have your money last as long as you do, which means that at the end of the rainbow, there'll be some money left over for your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. And so you want to pass it on to them, and you want to do it in the least taxed, most cost-efficient way. And this, of course, is called estate planning. And this is the segment of the show every week where we do that. So this week, I want to talk with you about my favorite, I guess, estate planning document. It's a trust. It's called a dynasty trust. And the dynasty trust is actually designed to help protect the money you leave to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs for up to 100 years from estate taxes, from lawsuits, and from divorce. Pretty powerful. So we're going to talk about that. But Jack, first, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And you know, the estate taxes and probate, they are actually designed to do the exact opposite. They're designed to take you from riches to rags. We do not want that to happen to you. And so every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. And this week, it's on the Dynasty Trust. So let me go over with you. First of all, the Dynasty Trust is normally what is called a testamentary trust. This means that it comes into existence upon your death when we read your testament, which is your will or your living trust or whatever you may have created. So the Dynasty Trust receives the inheritance that you leave after estate taxes and whatever costs have been incurred. Okay, so whatever's left over, that goes into the Dynasty Trust. Now, what are the advantages of this trust? Well, first of all, because it is a trust, the money is in the trust. If one of your children, your grandchildren, great-grandchildren ever gets divorced, then their ex-spouse has no claim on the money in the trust. Why? Because they're not divorcing the trust. They're divorcing your son or your daughter. And your son and daughter or daughter could say, you know what, had we stayed married, we could have spent some of the trust money, but since we're not, sorry. See you later, alligator. Okay? Now, the same thing happens when it comes to bankruptcy and lawsuits. Okay? Because now what happens is, once again, your son is driving down the freeway, and he runs into the back of this big Mercedes, and he breaks the wrist of a surgeon. The surgeon sues him for $10 million. Surgeon wins. The trust was not driving the car. The surgeon has no claim on the trust money, only on what your son's assets are. And then finally, we're talking about estate taxes. And the same thing goes when it comes to bankruptcy. Your child, your grandchild, your great-grandchild are the ones that are declaring bankruptcy. It's not the trust. So you're segregating. You're putting a wall around that money to protect it. And these trusts can exist for potentially 100 years. So they can last for a long, long time. So you can protect it from a lot of things. Now, the other thing is estate taxes. So think about estate taxes. They're actually designed, if your estate is large enough, to take back the money you have and transfer it back to the government over the course of three generations, because estate taxes can run up to 50%. So if you cut 50% each time, guess what? So it is designed to do that. Now, you can get in the way of that cycle and stop it by having this trust, because once again, the trust owns the money. It is not your child. It is not your grandchild. So therefore, upon the death of each of them, there is no estate tax going down to the next generation. So potentially, this trust can protect the money you've left behind from estate taxes also for 100 years. It is an extremely powerful trust. And if you have any sort of an estate, it's one that I think you should consider.
I'm glad we had this talk.
Well, Tom, you're welcome. Now, you know what? One of the things that you should do is make sure you talk to a professional before you do any of this stuff. In fact, anything we talk about on this show, talk to a professional about it first. And here's my offer to you. Go to our website. It is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. Now, on the website, we have all of our estate tips. We have tons of them. So if you want to learn about estate planning and all that, we got lots of ideas and strategies on there for you to think about. But most importantly, click on the link that says meet with an advisor. And what we'll do is we want to sit down with you and review your entire financial plan, your estate planning, your income tax planning, your retirement planning, all of that. And we want to help you to design your plan to make it the best for you that we can possibly design for you. And there's no charge or obligation. So if you go on and you do that, if we can help you, fantastic. And if we can't, we're going to tell you that too. So either way, there is no charge, there is no obligation, and we will part friends.
I love it.
Well, you should. It's a very lovable thing. So moneymatters.net is the website, moneymatters.net. Click on meet with an advisor. Now also, while you're there, if you don't want to just go directly to an advisor, I'd encourage you to sign up for one of our seminars. Now we have seminars lined up near you, and I'm going to give you the number one most compelling reason why you should go to a seminar, okay? And that is that at the seminars, we have our now world famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies waiting for you.
Oh, yeah.
See, that was actually an attendee that had just had a cookie. That could be you. Now, these cookies are 1 inch thick, 6 inches in diameter. They are a meal in and of themselves. The oatmeal raisins are made with those plump, juicy yellow raisins. We put cinnamon in the batter. Oh my gosh, I could use one right now. And you know what? If you can eat two, more power to you. So go to moneymatters.net, sign up for the seminar for the cookies, but at the same time, you'll learn about your finances as well. So moneymatters.net for all of the above. You know what, Jack? I cannot believe how fast the show has gone. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed it as much as I have enjoyed doing it for you. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.